Daily Mail, laptop reveals Hunter Biden used N-word multiple times in text messages. By Joshua Kaplan on June 8, 2021. Hunter Biden, son of President Joe Biden, used the N-word multiple times in text messages with his white attorney, according to an explosive Tuesday report. The Daily Mail reports. The president's son joked in a January 2019 text to corporate attorney George Messires about a big penis, and said to the lawyer, "I only love you because you're black and true datena." In another text a month earlier he wrote to the Chicago lawyer saying, "How much money do I owe you? Because, sick, na you better not be charging me Hennessy rates." Messires replied, "That made me snarf my coffee." Hunter added, "That's what I'm saying me," cutting off the racial slur mid-word, then texted a picture to Messires. In addition to the text messages, Hunter's laptop is said to contain a meme depicting his father and former President Barack Obama, which included a racist slur. The meme is a photo of Biden hugging Obama with the following caption. "Obama, gonna miss you, man. Joe, can I say it? Just this once? Obama, psycho ahead. Joe, you my N.A., Barack." Hunter's laptop, which he reportedly abandoned at a Delaware shop in April 2019, created a firestorm of controversy for his father during the 2020 election. Emails on the laptop's hard drive are said to have shown that then-Vice President Biden held a meeting with a high-ranking official at Burisma, the Ukrainian energy giant which Hunter Biden previously served as a board member. Yet, the president has denied any involvement in his son's business dealings, despite the clear evidentiary contradictions. Neither Biden nor Messires have issued a statement regarding the purported text messages. The Daily Mail's report comes as Biden has made social justice a larger focus of his presidency. Last week, Biden delivered a speech commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa massacre, during which roughly 300 black people were killed by white people in Oklahoma. Biden vowed to combat racism in the U.S. by enacting police reform on the one-year anniversary of George Floyd's death last month, meeting with the Floyd family at the White House. "We have to act," the president said in a statement after meeting with the Floyd family. "We face an inflection point. The battle for the soul of America has been a constant push and pull between the American ideal that we're all created equal and the harsh reality that racism has long torn us apart. At our best, the American ideal wins out."